Phew, Goldilocks Bears podcast with Vincent Cloud.
John Nemitz.
David Lauer.
And this is the show where we talk about lovely things, things we love in this world, things that drive us up the wall, which is what we hate, and things we're kind of torn about, I don't know how to feel about certain things, but that's our indifference. Before we do any of that, however, we have a segment where we talk about old topics. And it's called Dacia Fuse. Go ahead, Dave.
My topic is just from last week's podcast. John, you said you love Mega Man.
I do, yeah, that's correct.
So I started to play Mega Man 11 for the Switch because I own that game, but I've just never played it because, and I mentioned how I love the old games as well, but I hadn't tried out the new game yet, even though I had it in my collection. I just never like took the time to play it. And I played it for like 45 minutes and I hate it. Like, it was
I
super
hate it.
difficult.
I am shocked to hear this right now.
For the first time.
It's, I don't like, I think, I feel like maybe I've been so used to playing like Mario Brothers as a platformer that I've, like, my skills in gaming have like deteriorated because I'm just used to like, you fall off the screen, you just appear in a bubble and you just float back and you're okay. But like on Mega Man, I fall off the edge of a cliff and well, you lost your life, you're dead. And then if I get hit by an enemy, I don't just like lose my life, like it paralyzes my character and knocks me back and I'm paralyzed and I can't jump. And then like, and I'm, if I'm on a moving platform, then it causes me to fall off and then I got
Yes.
to start the level over again. And it's just like, I need, like, I don't know. Do I have it on too hard of a difficulty? Is that my problem?
Maybe. I mean, like, they made a conscious choice to not make it easy. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, well, the old Mega Man games were hard and unfair, so let's keep that tradition going. I think I know, like, the one for the like Mega Man 11 has some stuff you can do to make it less unfair, like you can do the slow down time button and that kind of stuff. I'm just curious, like, how far did you get into it? Was it like the platforming that was harder, or like the boss fights?
Well, kind of both. I played two different levels and I got to a boss in one of the levels and I died again. I tried to fight him like four times and I died every time and then I got a game over. And then I tried a different level, and I couldn't get through that level without dying repeatedly.
Yeah, I
So
will admit, like,
maybe I'm going towards the wrong levels. Maybe I'm taking a hard level instead of the easy route.
that's definitely possible. Like, sometimes some levels just click earlier on than other ones. But also, like, I feel like I have to be in like the right mood to play one of those games where you just know you're gonna die over and over again, but you have to like be prepared to just keep trying. But then one thing I like about them is it kind of like forces you into speed running in a way, because you replay the same part over and over again so many times that you just kind of get really good at it and like cruise through like certain sections of the level.
Yeah, that is like a kind of a skill that you like. You kind of sharpen the blade, in a way to say it, because you and that repetition of failing and failing, you know exactly what you, if you failed a million times the same way, you eventually are become wise to it, and then you're like, okay, I'm gonna figure
Yeah.
this out this time.
I know, like, definitely like the boss patterns and stuff like can be fun, but also super frustrating. And
Yeah, I noticed I couldn't tell if I was doing damage to the bosses sometimes. Because when I shoot them with my blaster, it was like it would bounce off them. And I couldn't tell if like if I was doing damage sometimes or if I wasn't. And that was kind of a difficult thing for me to figure out.
Oh
On
yeah.
some of them. Some of them it was obvious, and then some of them it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing too, like certain bosses will seem like impossible, and then you get like the right weapon, and then they just like melt like butter.
Yeah. All right, that's
So
probably all I got to say about it, so.
I like it. I think I'll start this episode off. I think my time has come. I will start off. Let's start off light. Yeah, real light. Too light, maybe. Let's talk about trivia. I love trivia. I think it's important to get that brain working. So, even little things like, oh, guess that song when you're driving around. Try not to Google stuff. I'm getting off track, but like trivia shit is always fun. My favorite show for the longest time was called The Chase out of all the trivia shows. I don't know if you've ever heard of that one. Just
I have,
recently,
yeah.
it's very awesome.
Yeah.
What's the guy who's the guy that's chasing him? He's called the Bull or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it, though.
He's that
I'll think
British,
about
big
it.
British guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the ball?
I don't know anymore, but anyways, what just is popped new is Rob Lowe's The Floor, which was a nice variety of dueling, a dueling system where, say, I go on the show and it would be fucking movies. Like, that's the next thing I'm going to talk about. I know fucking movies. Like, I don't even try. I just remember shit. So, say, John, you're on the show and pick something you would be great at trivia at.
Not movies.
No. Okay. Books. How about that?
Yeah, books, why not?
And then Dave, pick something.
1990s NFL.
Nice. Okay. So, say I have to go first, so I have to either battle you, John, or Dave in your respective topics, your respective trivia. So it's like I'd rather go with books, Curious George. I know that. So,
What color was the man's hat?
oh my God,
Yeah,
how long was his tail? Anyways. It's just a really cool concept. I was going to keep going on and on about the floor, but it is really cool. I love trivia night. That's always fun. Get the friends together, got some beers, whatever they're serving, and you go head to head with strangers, complete strangers. There was a big thing that kind of sucked though. Where we went, it was called the Wigwam, and there was a team there that won every fucking time, and it was a group of 14 people,
how is that allowed?
right? Yes, thank you. I have a trivia question. How is that allowed? Oh my God. So yeah, trivia is a lot of fun. And then I mentioned how I'm really good at movies. The game Seen It movie edition. That's where you put it a DVD and it plays clips and this and that, shows you images and stuff. I am nearly impossible to defeat in that game. I remember playing it. I'm sure Dave, you were there one, a few times. We'd have game night, and I'm just kicking everybody's ass, right? And then even ones where I'm like starting to feel bad, I'm not going to answer, and they get it, and they're like, you fucker. Like, you knew the answer. You know what I mean? They could just tell. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh my gosh. So, something I always accused the bull of doing. I felt sometimes he was like, he really knew the answer, but he felt so bad for certain contestants, And he's like, darn it, couldn't think of this, But yeah, trivia is awesome. What do you guys think?
Love it. Did bar trivia for like every week, pretty much for like 5 years. Our team was always the something dingleberries, like the happy dingleberries, or like at Christmas we might be Kris Kringle's dingleberries, that kind of thing. There were definitely like teams that were also there often that we got to know and like formed a rivalry with. There was like a team called the Nerd Knicks that was like a mom and son team, and they were like really good actually. But yeah, we'd usually get like in the top three, so we were just rolling in restaurant gift cards, which was nice. I also am a big fan of shows. I still just love the OG Jeopardy because it's just so dense with questions. You know, like every episode there's, I can do the math, but you know, like 60 or 100 questions or whatever every single episode, where you know you watch like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and there's like four questions in a half hour. I'm like, all right, before you tell us this multiple choice answer, what's your life story? Like, yeah, no thanks. I did.
And on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The first questions are just stupid anyways. It's like, what color is, the sky? And you're like, okay, blue. All right, that was $100 question. It was like, what automaker makes the Camaro? You know, like Chevy. Okay. And you got to wait until like the $16,000 question to actually get a question that's actually challenging.
Slumdog Millionaire won the Oscar that year. I think you guys are wrong. Go on, John.
I don't think I've played Seen It. I think that would be fun. But yeah, my brain is really good for trivia for whatever reason. Like I'll just hear a thing and like it's good at, I'm good at remembering facts of stuff, like not necessarily like narrative stuff, but yeah. What about you, Dave?
I really like trivia. I've never like been part of like a trivia club. I've done it like a couple times at the bar, but no more than a handful of times. But I've always enjoyed the TV shows with trivia, like Jeopardy. Like I've always watched Jeopardy. And I love Jeopardy, other than like basically like art and literature, like those categories, I never know anything. But for the most part, like anything world history or geography or any like the sports categories, I always love the sports categories because I know a lot of like sports trivia. But when you get like those super high IQ nerds on Jeopardy, a lot of them don't know like some very basic like football facts where it's like, who was the coach of the Super Bowl winning, 1979 Oakland Raiders, and it's John Madden, but some insanely smart people don't know that, and that's when I get to puff my chest out and be like, ha ha, I knew it.
Yeah, actually my wife just showed me a clip of Jeopardy. It was like I think it was football, and they just ran down the category. Nobody even like buzzed in for any of the five questions because they didn't know any of them.
Oh.
That's awesome. I did want to mention the floor is very visually based because they, they're gonna duel each other, right? And you have to take turns, and they just show a picture of something. Like say they would show Madden, and Dave would be like, "Oh, that's Madden," But if I was up there, I'd be like, "Madden, I also know that from the video games." Thank you. But my point is, you have, they show you pictures, so it's all visual, John. Do you think that would throw you off?
Very possibly.
Yeah,
I
what
mean,
was your.
I can like recognize things, but like I'm not like I can't visualize them when I'm not looking at them. But I'm also not great at recognizing people either, so.
I think I won one time, and that wasn't at the Wigwam, our usual haunt. We had to go somewhere else and, go paddle someone else
Oh yeah, I was
that's
gonna say
not
that.
14
Yeah,
people.
that's insane. 14 people. Like, we always prided ourselves that there was like, if we had, we'd often have like four people, and we just had a really good mix of skills, and we would beat like teams much larger than us, which was awesome.
What would you say you brought to the table every time, where people would always rely on you?
Like literature, religion stuff, little bit of like history, geography, and then like science stuff probably. And there was someone who was really good at like sports and movies, and then someone who's really good at like pop culture and music, and yeah, we had most of the bases covered.
Oh,
Then
man.
our biggest kryptonite was when they get into, you know, like boomer shit that happened before 1980, or like who knows, who cares what happened before then.
Reminds me when your grandpa was, when he saw the moon
Oh yeah.
landing, I wanted him to, like, hey, we're on the moon. And I wanted him to be like, oh, okay, boomer. Wouldn't that be him as well? Aren't they? That just would have been great. Well, I think we've used our phone a friend and we're ready to change topics. Who wants to go?
I'll go. I hate anxiety dreams. And probably get them a couple times a month, and they're always like super dumb, but I feel like super stressed like during the dream. And like it's always stuff like it's the first day of class and I don't know what building it's in or like where to go for the class, and like or you know, it's a we're getting tested on some book and I haven't opened a single page. Or another one I'll get is like I'll just arrive at like a campsite, you know, where you're going to be stuck for a week, and like, oh, I forgot to buy any food to bring along. It's just stupid stuff like that. And like, you know, I haven't been in school for like 2 decades, so I don't know why that's like such a stressor in my life. It you just and like you still like feel the stress when you wake up too for a little bit, and it takes you time to like wind down from it. It's just so dumb. Do you
Funny.
ever get those?
The it's getting ready, having to wake up and get ready for school, and then I start getting really mad and I'm like, no, I've done this, I'm old enough. I start to get pissed. I'm like, this is a stupid fucking dream. I want to wake up. So I do get annoyed by that. As soon as those old obligations start to bubble up, it's just like I just get so mad because I'm like, I don't have to deal with this anymore. I read that like certain things mean certain, your dreams mean something in your own life and stuff. And I think they said new school being back at school means like something to do with your job. You're like, oh, that was our first job, and now maybe something's wrong with work right now. So John, how's work, buddy? How's it
Couldn't be
going?
better.
Oh, wow.
It's so
Yeah.
good that I'm afraid I'm gonna lose it.
I looked up being chased, just because, as in being pursued, not having
Not
sex.
being like having chastity.
Holy shit. Okay. So, anyways, they were like, oh, that means you have social anxiety disorder, which I feel like I did. I think I'm kind of over that now. But I never had dreams of being chased. So again, this website is full of shit.
Dreams MD, crock of shit.
what do you say, Dave?
Oh, I'm just imagining. I want to go to this Dreams MD website and be like, oh man, this dream means I have cancer. Oh, I won't have the school dreams anymore like I used to. I think in my 20s, I always have the dream where I have to go to my job that I forgot that I had, where it's like a second job. And it's like, I think it's Saturday and it's my day off. And it's like, oh shit, I have to go to my job at this place. And then I show up there and I'm like clocking in and I'm like, oh wait. And then it like dawns on me, I don't need to be here. It's, I don't know. Like, I'll have weird dreams like that. Like I rarely have like stressful dreams anymore. I don't know. There was like times in my life where I was more stressed out and I would have stressful dreams, but I feel like I'm kind of past that now, which fingers crossed it stays that way. I don't know. Have you ever had, this is kind of a different topic. Have you ever had maybe we should do this on a different podcast. What is it, sleep paralysis?
Oh yeah, I was actually going to bring that up too. I used to get that all the time.
Me too.
Now, actually, I just had it this week, but
Really?
yeah, it was a little different because, like, I think the classic one is where you're like aware of your surroundings, but you can't move. And in this, like, I was dreaming, like I was in a completely different surroundings, but couldn't move.
We should do this on a different podcast because I have a lot like different experiences with sleep paralysis
My gosh.
that are kind of creepy and a little supernatural. So,
Whoa.
you guys watch the new Scott Pilgrim anime show thing?
No.
There's a part involving a sleep paralysis demon, which is pretty funny. Back in dreams again, though, another thing that I get this less frequently, like maybe like once a year, but I'll have a dream and I'll just be like super angry in the dream, like at whatever it is that's happening, it doesn't even matter, but I'll just feel like so much rage and anger, and I'm like, I never feel that angry in real life, like about anything. And it's just so bizarre to me because like it feels so real and like visceral in the dream, and I wake up, I'm like, I would never be mad about that or care about it that much, and or anything really.
Inception, you guys ever watch that movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when he's just doing his thing, dreaming a certain dream, and then his fucking ex shows up and ruins everything. I'm not gonna say that's exactly what my dreams are like, but it's sort of similar. I mentioned before where, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm not one to just go into a relationship. I'm really kind of hesitant and stuff because I'm in it for the long haul. So, some exes have arrived and I'm like, oh God, this is just ruining a perfectly fine dream. Like, why are you here? And then it's like we're going through the same shit and you're like, oh God, you know. That is probably the closest thing to anxiety, just more social obligation and interaction. Yeah. Because I really don't get the those classic bad dreams, you know, where you're like, oh, it's a monster and shit like that. It's like social stuff. Very
Yeah,
bizarre.
all that. What are the ones they always talk about? Like your teeth falling out and like falling and being chased. Like, I mean, having someone chasing you. I think I've ever had like any of those really.
I'll have dreams where I'm in a car and I'm in my vehicle and it's driving down the road, but I'm like in the back seat and I'm like struggling to get up into the front seat so I can hit the brakes before it goes off the road and crashes.
That's a good one.
You know what that means at in Dream MD?
No, what's it
You
mean?
lack control in your life.
Oh no.
Yeah,
Oh
although
no, it was just reminds me of the movie Speed, where like all of a sudden the bus driver like falls asleep at the wheel and you gotta like run up there and try and grab the wheel.
Oh my gosh. That'd be cool. That'd be cool ass dream. Speed was awesome.
Was. Except for the sequel.
Oh yeah, we haven't talked about the
Oh,
sequel.
that's a segue
that our
right
segue?
there.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. And even though I dog on Speed 2, the sequel to Speed, I'm actually indifferent to the trend of sequels and spin-offs. Because nowadays there's so many different like sequels and spin-offs to everything. Like, you have like the MCU universe, just an entire like everything's a spin-off or like tie-ins to everything. And it like I back in the day, I would say like 10 or 15 years ago, I really didn't like all the sequels. I was super annoyed by it all the time. But as time's gone on, I'm okay with it. because I've realized that like I used to just think I hated sequels, but actually I was just hating on bad movies. Because there's plenty of sequels out there that are really good movies. You can go back to like Terminator 2, Empire Strikes Back, Lord of the Rings trilogy, Indiana Jones, Alien, Aliens. Like, there's great movies and great sequels. It was, but we have gone through like a little bit of a period of, sequels that are not quite as good and spin-offs that aren't as good. I think a movie that I really liked that was recent was Batman, or is it The Batman? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, the
The Batman, yeah, because like after Christopher Nolan's Batman movies, they were so great and I loved them. Like when they said they're coming out with a new one, and then they're like, what's his name? The actor who was in it.
Batfleck.
Ben Affleck.
No, not Ben Affleck. Like the newest Batman movie with the guy from Twilight,
Pattinson?
something Patterson. Yeah, that movie was so good, and I was so surprised by it because I was just like, you can't top Nolan's Batmans. And I don't know that they topped it in any way, but it was like, to me, it was on par. Like, it was just as good. It was like the acting was great, like the whole kind of like city that they put you in, the atmosphere, it like pulls you in. And like the music was like really like kind of grunge and goth. And it was a really cool like feeling with that Batman movie. I've really come around to like not hating all sequels and starting to like some sequels.
I feel like we grew up in a time when just it felt like every sequel was a cash grab and you just knew the sequels weren't going to be good. Like you as many like good sequels as you listed, you could easily run through like three times that of bad sequels to really good first movies. And like to the point where like I was thinking about like video game sequels where like the kind of the opposite where like the sequels were often better than the original just because like game technology had improved and you could actually fit more on a cartridge or have more memory or graphics were better and stuff. Like you could actually expect a sequel to be an improvement, whereas like with movies it just felt like someone had a great idea for this one thing, and then they're like, how do we keep making money off of that thing, even though we don't have an idea for it? And like Lord of the Rings was like an example where like, oh, they had, all the ideas before they even did the first one. So, it doesn't quite fit that same trend. But, like other ones you mentioned, like the Terminators and Aliens and stuff, like those are ones where they took an existing idea, but arguably improved on it, but or at least came up with an equally good idea and kept the franchise going.
I think the latest sequel that I've seen that I was like, oh man, this is a worthy thing, was Prey. It was a Predator sequel, spin-off, perhaps. No, it was a sequel. A prequel, actually, if anything. But that was really awesome. I want to mention Evil Dead 2 because I don't like Evil Dead 1. It's just not for me. I don't, they're like, oh, see, they were meant to make it scary, but it's actually funny. I'm like, well, that sucks. I like Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness might be better than that. I'm always torn between those two. And then I also have to mention in, about being, torn. Back to the Future 2 and 3. 2 is like fucking ADHD, fucking hyperactive, jumping through timelines and stuff. And then 3 is just this quiet little, oh gosh darn it, romance in the Western. And it's just like, what is this? It's still good. It's just so small and quaint and cute. So, yeah, that's so bizarre. You never know with those sequels. Oh, but one
Yeah,
more thing though. Sorry, one more thing. I have to mention this. Christmas Vacation, the best of the sequels, in my opinion. I love that one.
yeah. When you were talking
Yeah,
about Evil Dead 2, it made me think of like Mad Max and Road Warrior, because it's like kind of a redo of the first one, but now we have a little bit more budget and resources, and it's like awesome.
Doesn't hold a candle to Fury Road, right, Dave? Didn't you love that movie or
Wow,
something? No.
that movie is so bad. I don't
What?
understand why people like
What?
it.
Oh,
He
I
hates that
love Fury
movie.
Road. That is so, I just watched it like a week ago. It's so good.
There's almost zero plot, almost
Who
zero
cares?
dialogue.
What do you
The
need?
entire they spent the first 2 hours traveling somewhere, and then they got there, and then they're like, oh, they actually don't have water here. Let's just turn around and go home. And then they just go turn around, and just the whole trip was pointless. And then they just go back home. I don't know. And then
I'm
they
sorry. I
finally
knew. I
fight the
knew.
bad guy. It was just like, you guys were fucking traveling in the wrong direction for the first 2 hours of the movie. Like,
I'm
yep, and
sorry. I knew that was
they were
going
big enough to admit that, and they
to
That's great. Oh, I got to throw out Spider-Man 2 represent. I love that fucking movie, man. I love Spider-Man 1, and yet Spider-Man 2 is like. It's that one and then Godfather Part Two, where I'm like, God, I love Godfather One, but Godfather Part Two is just so lovely and it's crazy.
Yeah, there are some great sequels, and there's a few sequels out there that were never made that I wish were made. I wish there was a Big Lebowski sequel. I freaking love that movie, and I wish there was one. I think I've heard rumors that they're gonna do one, but like honestly, at this point, it's too long gone. It's too far in the future. I feel like it needed to be done, I think, within 5 years or 10 years, and it. I don't know. Like a sequel at this point, it doesn't mean anything to me.
There is a spin-off to
Yeah,
Big
there is one.
Lebowski.
The
What is it?
what? Yeah, it's about the Jesus.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never seen
Is
it.
it a bowling movie?
Yeah.
It's a pedophile
Oh
movie, really. I
my
mean,
God.
oh God.
I
Anyways,
also
that's
like a different sequel that I'd like to have seen would be Wedding Crashers. Wedding Crashers with Vince Vaughn and Owen, what's his name? Something
Yeah,
Owen.
Wilson.
Like, yeah, Owen Wilson, yeah. Like
Wow.
that was a great comedy, and it was like it's so easy to do a sequel to that because, you just copy and paste it to a different wedding, to different couples, different actresses. And you just copy and paste instead of like Christopher Walken, now you get Dustin Hoffman or Robert De Niro, or you just plug and play different pieces in the cast, and it would be great.
Could it be like other things instead of weddings?
Like a
Like,
bris.
wow.
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 Maybe a funeral crashers.
Oh, that
Well,
was already.
that's how it ended, right?
Yeah. What about
Be oh.
the Godfather Part 3?
Oh, we don't talk about that. Not
Did
even
you watch?
Coda.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you? I never saw the original cut of Part 3, and then I watched Coda, and I was like, it was interesting just thinking about it, like. Okay, there was the Godfather duology, and then here's this th third movie that just kind of, wraps up some other stuff. Like thinking about it in that way as watching it, like didn't made it not seem as horrible, but like it's easy to not think of it that way because that's not how it was intended. And yeah, it's kind of a funny experiment, but.
I didn't watch Coda, but didn't they just like there was no new scenes? It was just rearranged, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more just like the reframing of what it is in a way, I think.
Well, nothing's going to change what's her name's horrible performance. Sofia Coppola. Oh, thank you. Anyways, should we make a sequel and but this time change it up with a new topic? I will go. How about that? Let's get into some casual indifferences. Redheads. I grew up where they're like, oh, fucking beat you like a redheaded stepchild. Gingers, they don't have any souls. It was all that sort of stuff. And they were like, oh, they have freckles and they're pale skin. I'm like, yes, and yes. Like, what's the point? Because I personally have freckles. So I'm like, oh, well, there's some kinship with the Irish people or wherever they're from. What, Ireland and Scotland mostly? Or I don't know. I feel like that's like Vikings. There was a lot of redheaded Vikings back in the day. They say like, oh, they're fiery and stuff. I'm like, yeah, but you could say that about any fucking race. Like they say natives are fiery, or like you could say that about anything. I just feel like it was a very English thing to be like, why he's gone off the deep end? He is, because we're so fucking cold and like stiff upper lip. Anyone outside of the English people are fiery. I don't know. That was my theory. And I like April O'Neil. In the movie, she was a redhead, true to form, right? However, when she was recast as a brunette in Secret of the Ooze, boy, I like that one. And then there are plenty of redheads that I do like. I just don't think about it, but I have like, we have friends, Josh Hathaway, Lucas Anderson, where I'm like, I don't think of them as redheads, but they do have red hair. McMahon, I think, is technically a redhead. I dated a strawberry blonde. Are they redheads? Do they count? I don't know.
Borderline.
Into
I'm with you on that
Dallas.
one because like I've been like friends with people for a long time, and then like someone like pointed out that they're a redhead, and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess you're right, they are.
And then I just wanted to give some shout outs to some people. Wes is one of my favorite challengers on the challenge. Sandman, there's this guy that is in our traditional Ho-Chunk Lodge, basically our church, and we've known him since we were kids, and he's a redhead, And then there was a woman, I got to work with her a little bit, and she was great. She had fiery red hair, but she had and freckles, but whatever. And she was just awesome, but she was very, very Christian. And I liked her so much where I was like, you know what? I'd be willing to convert for her. But we never had the chance to really hang out or anything. And we soon never saw each other again. But redheads, man, what do you guys think?
I thought your topic was going to be like everyone thinks redheads are so hot, but I'm like, whatever. As my inability to notice that people are redheads, I guess I would be indifferent also. It is funny, or not, I don't know if funny is the right word, but odd that it's like the one, I shouldn't say the one, but it's one of the like ways that people can look through no fault of their own that it's still okay to make fun of.
So fucked up.
On the other hand, Firecrotch is an amazing nickname.
I was gonna bring that up. Oh my gosh. I think someone was like on TMZ and they're like, Lindsay Lohan's a firecracker. I'm like, eh, she absolutely is. Thank you very much. What about you, Dave?
Don't know. I got really nothing here.
Nice.
I thought the topic was kind of like, or like when I'm thinking about it, it was like, oh, am I more interested in redheads or brunettes or blondes? And it's just like there's, I don't know, that like thinking of things in that perspective never made sense to me. Because I don't know, it's just like, what's the difference? Like, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's whether somebody's good looking or not. You can have like good facial structure And it doesn't matter what color your hair is or what complexion your skin is. I don't know. It's just like it's a weird thing that people will mention or talk about, and it's like it means nothing to me. I don't know. I don't care. I think it's, I don't know. It's to me, it's like when people are like left-handed, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But if you're redheaded, I'm like, I don't care.
You walk up to them and let them know, I don't
Yeah.
care. You don't care what, that you're redheaded.
You must think you're
Yeah. All
so interesting with your red hair.
Can you throw a football with your left hand? That would impress me.
Do any of you know anyone who hates redheads? Because I do.
Oh, really?
No.
No, not that I know of.
A certain family member of mine who, if I really paid attention to what she was saying, maybe I would be hating redheads as well today. But I was like, oh, mom. She just hates them. Like every time you mention, she's like, oh, they're redhead or whatever. She's like, oh, goes off.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh. Oh, I love Conan.
She's set in her ways.
Yes and no. She's really put her foot down on certain stuff and she's kind of loosened up over the years. And that's a good thing. Yeah. Well, now it's blondes. All right. So should we dye our hair? Oh my gosh. To the topic.
I'll continue the indifference. Talk about pets. I've never had one. I don't care to be responsible for anyone who's not myself. And yeah, like I never grew up having them, so never had that like connection to a cat or a dog or something. And when you think of like, like environmentalism and stuff, like you have this animal that you're just like giving so many like resources to over the course of its life that are just, contributing to making the planet burn even faster. Which, like we can argue about that. Like, obviously, if you're like adopting an animal that is already around, you're not like creating that animal. Like, that definitely more pertains to breeders and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't really like big dogs if they're gonna come and bother me. Small dogs are fine because you can just kind of ignore them. And cats will ignore me as much as I'll ignore them. So they're fine to be around. But I don't know. Just don't care about them that much. Don't really want one or need one.
Oh, so you never asked, like, ever.
When I was a kid,
Yeah.
no.
And then, and so, like, when you see movies or whatever, and they're like, oh, the family dog. Oh, it's Chuck, the family dog. You're just like, I don't need one. It would just be annoying to me.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I do make a joke though when my parents used to ask if we were gonna have kids. I'd always be like, "Well, you never gave me a pet when I was little, so I never learned how to care about taking care of anything."
Yeah, put it back on them.
And they look at each other like he thinks he's joking. He's really that's really what it came from. Okay, so oh man. What, so not even like a fish? For some reason I thought you had a
Oh, I did
fish.
have, yeah, I guess I did have fish for a while.
Yeah.
And
That's
they,
the absolute worst type of pet.
yes, that is true. Like they're not giving you like the comfort and cuddliness, and they're just way more work than zero work. So
Wait, 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 wait.
the return on investment is low, is what I'm saying.
But you're okay. So when you described having a dog, a big dog or a little dog, You never mentioned like, oh, that would be nice if they did give me some fucking affection, licking my face and whatnot. You just assume it's going to be annoying. So the fish wasn't would not be able to bother you either way. You know, it's very cat-like almost, better than the cat.
True. Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically this thing that's indifferent to me that I'm dedicating money and time to. Kind of like I imagine a cat would be.
Dave, how do you feel about pets?
I have three cats. I consider myself a full-fledged cat person. I don't like dogs. Dogs are
Oh.
annoying. Dogs are like super needy. They need attention all the time. Like if you leave the house and come back 20 minutes later, a dog will act like you've been gone for like 20 days, and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you left for so long. I was like, okay, I've been gone for 20 minutes. Like, chill out. And dogs are loud. They like to bark a lot. Like, not all dogs. There's good dogs.
Hashtag not all dogs.
They all go to heaven.
It's like, I don't know, but I like cats because cats are low maintenance for the most part. They're not super emotionally needy. Like if I like leave on vacation for like a week and come back, I don't feel like I've neglected my cat in any way, because cats are kind of, you know, they're their own people or their own cats, and they'll just go off and do their own thing. They don't care. But like a dog will make you feel super freaking guilty about not hanging out with them, about not taking them for a walk. And those damn dogs, they always make me feel guilty.
Didn't realize I was podcasting with such emotionally stunted men. So, Dave, did you have
Really?
did
Like even now you still didn't realize?
Wow.
Dave, did you well, you have cats now. Did you have any animals growing up?
Yeah, we had I had mul we had like two or three dogs growing up. We had cats growing up too. I don't know, like the dogs were fine, but they were just kind of, I feel like if you get a dog and you like take it and get it trained and you train it properly and you work with that dog to like make it smart, then it'll be a good animal for the rest of his life. But if a dog doesn't get like proper training in the like the first 2 years of their life, then they'll just be stupid idiot dogs that like you can't even eat food in front of them without them like begging for food the whole time. You gotta push them away. You know, you sit down on the couch and they'll jump up on your lap and claw you, or like you have company over and they're running up and jumping on them. Like they're just being rude fucking dogs. Like,
Pulling your
yeah.
pants down in front of your friends.
Ah, they're the worst, man.
All right. Well, okay. This is where I'm coming from, okay? So I grew up with lots of pets. I don't remember like a lot of dogs, right? But I could say, oh, Scottish Terrier, but there's Chihuahua. There was a lot of dogs, right? A lot of cool dogs. So I had dogs. Growing up, cats, horses, goats, ducks, rabbits, hamsters, fish. I don't know what kind of fish they were. Hermit crabs, parakeets, and three different types of finches, society red-throated and zebra finches. So yeah, lots of animals all the time, not at the same time. This wasn't a goddamn zoo.
Like Ace Ventura type household, it sounds like.
I really do identify with him, and guess w what animal he despises?
Bats.
Yeah. I am Ace Ventura for a lack of better characters. So I grew up with all those animals, and yeah, lots of great memories and stuff. So I've always enjoyed them. However, I haven't h had a ca pet. Since maybe 2007, I had a cat. Dave, you might have met her, Illyria. Remember the white cat?
Yeah,
Yeah.
not a fan.
Well, she wasn't a fit. Well, her affection was to like just grab onto my arm and like just like kind of gently but not so gently gnaw on my arm and stuff.
Ah, oh, that's sweet.
That was the closest thing to like yes, we live together and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been a long time, but I did enjoy having all those animals and stuff. One crazy thing happened where I witnessed one of my dogs eat my rabbit, like Jaws style.
Oh my God.
It was in its cage, and the dog broke out from the bottom, and there was a piece of board, and he put his weight on the board. So the board flipped, and the rabbit slid right in his mouth. And I was like, I didn't know how to feel. I'm not gonna like beat the dog for eating the rabbit, but I was just like, you certainly did a good job eating that rabbit. I go so
Turned into
torn.
Werner Herzog for a minute, like nature is a savage place in which.
Awesome. Yeah, lots of animals in my life for the longest time growing up. Yeah.
What would you say they did for you?
There's comfort. You got Dave mentioned like, oh God, they're happy to see me. I'm like, yeah, they're happy to see you. So just I don't know, a lot of stories involving mostly dogs, because they will travel with you and stuff. They will be on more adventures growing up. But yeah, lots of different things. Cool little stories about birds. You're like, oh, these two birds are in love, and then the one died and the other one died like right afterwards. The broken bird heart.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And like goats are naturally, call soothes a horse. I was like, oh, that's a cool dynamic. Yeah. Billy the
Is a
goat
goat a
and
pet or a farm animal? I
I
guess
would
it
say he
depends
was.
on if you eat it when you're done with
Oh
it.
no. He was awesome though. He thought he was a horse, so he would like run around with the horses and stuff. Banana bread, we called him.
It's a good name. I like it.
Well, because he was bought to take care of our horse, who was gingerbread. You understand? So, all
Oh, yes.
right.
No, now it makes sense.
So now that I'm talking about pets, I do have to mention my duck. He had that white collar on his neck. I called him Preacher Dewey. It was great.
I thought you were going to call him like sourdough.
Talking about my dogs, that's a whole nother thing. They were cool, but they all met pretty gruesome ends.
Oh
Sad and
no.
shit. Or I'm like, oh God. I
That's
think.
another thing too. You're like, you're signing up like I'm gonna be really sad in 12 to 18 years.
That's true. That is true. And again, that kind of goes hand in hand with like, I'm not that big of a rush to get into a romantic relationship. I think again, I made that comparison where it's like, oh, your dog died. Let's get another one. I'm like, I'm still trying to heal from the first, that sort of thing. So yes, you are opening yourself emotionally when you get a pet. Yeah. But you guys, that's fine.
I think it's worth it. Like, I love one of my cats is just like the best
Oh,
cat
just the
ever.
one?
Just the one. I have three cats and only one of them I really like. So, I mean, it's not all cats are
Are
great. Some
not
cats,
good
most
odds.
cats are probably, yeah, most cats are probably assholes.
Honey, why are the other two cats murdered? Wait, so you got
But
these from your wife, though, right? Like, these weren't your cats.
no, we adopted them all. We got one at the
Oh,
pound,
yeah.
one was for sale, and one was we adopted from like an aunt or an uncle who was moving and couldn't take the animal with them. But like my favorite cat is a cat that we got from the pound, and she's the most loving cat ever. She loves me the most. She will anytime like I'm in my gamer chair playing Xbox. She'll crawl up onto my stomach and my chest, and she'll just lay right here. And she'll just fall asleep on me. She, if I'm just laying on the couch watching TV, She'll snuggle up right next to me. She just wants like to be right next to me all the time. And she's so like nice, and she's just a good cat. Just very affectionate and loving. And I know in 15 years I'm gonna be heartbroken and be like, "Oh, my cat died." But you know what? It's gonna be worth it because I freaking love that cat.
No, your
You should
wife
do an
is going
experiment.
to good, John.
I just say you should do an experiment where you just have like a heating pad on the couch next to you and see what she chooses.
I was gonna say,
What?
Dave, your wife could replace your cat and be like, "Look, honey, it's the same." You're like, "It is." Yeah, and you'll just buy it like when some children buy that. Yeah.
But my cat only likes me. She does not lay on my wife like that. She does not give my wife any affection at all. Like almost none. And my wife gets really jealous because a cat only wants to hang out next to me. So.
Well, that's because women store all their heat in their core, whereas men waste their heat on their extremities. That's science.
Hey, tomorrow you're gonna be like, "Honey, why is the one cat that likes me dead? The other two are fine."
Gonna be jealous.
Oh my gosh.
Jealous.
So let's go through the cat door and into another topic. Whoever's up, I don't know.
Okay, so I hate Walmart pickup. This is something that's new and that I'm supposed to like, and it's supposed to be easy. You know, you just go on the app and you order all your groceries, you pick them out, and you go to the store and you just park in the stall and they put them in your trunk and you drive away. It's supposed to save me time and hassle, and it doesn't. Like, it's such a freaking pain in the ass. I spent, like, last week, I parked outside of Walmart for an hour, and the order was just kept getting delayed, even though, you know. I set this order up 2 days in advance. You know, they allow you to pick your pickup time. They didn't have enough employees there. They finally bring out my order. And the guy who's supposed to be putting it in the back of my car is basically like, "Oh, I'm sorry, man. They put too many items per bag. These bags could break. So I'm just gonna rebag this stuff." So I'm like, I've been waiting there an hour already, and he starts slowly picking stuff out of bags and putting it into new bags. And I'm like, "No," I'm like, "you don't have to worry." I'm like, "I'm not picky. It's good. Just as long as you toss it in the back here, it's fine. Like, I'll worry about if the bags break, I'll take care of it. It's not a big deal." But no, he rebagged everything in front of me. And I was so annoyed. It's just there's 10 cars parked around me. They're all waiting. You know, they weren't waiting as long as I was, I don't think. Maybe they did. But it's a complete pain in the ass. I wanted to buy some pico de gallo, which is, you know, a produce type deli item where they chop up tomatoes and onions and cilantro, and it's good. And they were out of it, so then they're like, "Oh, we'll give you the replacement for it." And the replacement was salsa. And salsa and pico de gallo are two distinct items. They're totally different. They're not the same. So I was like, "No, I don't want that salsa." And he's like, "Well, I gotta go through all your stuff and find it." And I was just like, "Oh my God, it's gonna take." And it took him forever to go through my stuff to try and find it. And I'm like, "Just can I look for it?" I'm like, "I'll look for it quicker than you will." It's just so, and I like, and the time it took me over an hour of being parked at Walmart. I'm like, I could have gone inside, could have grocery shopped myself, could have gone through the self-checkout, and I could have been home. And I could have done it way faster if I just did it myself. And it's kind of that old saying where, you know, if you want a job done right, you just got to do it yourself. And I think they're right. I need to just do my grocery shopping myself.
Wow, I've never used this. So John, have you ever?
So at Target, I've used it, I've never done like the curbside. I've always gone where you go inside and you pick it up. But yeah, it is similar where like you have to like go to the counter, wait in line to get to the counter, and then someone will be like, "Oh yeah, I'll go get it." And then it's like they keep the stuff in literally the like farthest possible place in the store away from the counter for some reason. You know, I'd have to wait like 10 minutes for them to come back with the stuff. However, the reason that it's actually better than the alternative is in the downtown Minneapolis Target, they like I'll pick up stuff from there because I work downtown, and just everything is like locked up, like toothbrushes, soaps, like the you know everything like in that section of the store, you have to like alert an attendant and they come unlock it and then you can get your thing. And so like when you have a list with like three items that are behind like different locked up places, it's just quicker to like let somebody gather it all for you and then do the like the online pickup thing. But if that wasn't an issue, I would never use it, I don't think.
Yeah. Dave, this incident, was this just the first time or the last time that you used, you're like, no more, never again.
I've been using it off and on with varied success. Sometimes it's okay. The thing that was different about this time is I did a PM pickup where I was going to pick it up at 6 p.m. And I didn't realize that that was just like, don't do that. Because I guess a lot of people do that. And it was super busy. And also, like, the majority of the employees, I feel like, go home at like 4 or 5 o'clock. And there was only like two people left working. Because I've done it on like a weekday at 10 a.m. And it was great. But yeah, the evenings, it did not work. But I've had it a lot of times where if, like, I like to get fresh produce, like apples, bananas, grapes, different types of lettuce, tomatoes, or like potatoes and onions. And like certain things like bananas, like I don't want green bananas, but they'll give you green bananas. And it's like, I can't eat these for a week. You know, I gotta wait for them to ripen up. Or if you want like an avocado, you know, you gotta go around the bin of avocados and find one that's just the right tenderness. You know, you don't want it hard as a rock and you don't want it mushy. So, like, anytime you do these online pickups and they're picking out your produce, they're gonna pick out a bad apple or two. And it's so that's a problem. And then also, like I said before, with if they don't have the exact item you want, they'll give you a replacement item. And sometimes it's like double the quantity. It's the same item, but it's like double the quantity and double the price. And it's like, I don't need that much and it's gonna go bad. So like, I don't want that size. Like, if they don't have it in the size I want, then I just don't want it at all. And you can go through on the app and change those things, but when you have an order that's 50 items, it's very tedious to go through on every item and choose what you want as the alternative. It's just easier to go and do the shopping yourself, I feel like. But yeah, I don't live in a big city or anything, so it's not like there's like a million people to get around. As long as I don't shop at certain times of the day, you can get in and get out, and you can do it in less than an hour for sure.
Yeah, I
Going
think.
back, I would argue that pico de gallo is a type of salsa. Like
I
all pico de
disagree.
gallos are salsa, not all salsas are pico de gallo. You think they're an
No.
adjacent product?
A pico de gallo just has diced vegetables, but a salsa will have a blended like tomato puree in it.
Is All right, so the pica de gallo, what is that? Pica de
Pico
gallo?
de gallo.
Pico de fuck.
Yeah,
Just the idea. Like I said, I never used it, but when the pandemic was happening, I was like, yeah, I don't want to have to go into the store and do all that business and stuff. But then it's like, well, it's still interaction, and you still gotta be like, hey, is that's my stuff? I'll put it in the back. Oh, sounds dreadful. That's why I think I'll stick with self-checkouts. I stand with my love. Yeah.
Yeah,
You
I
stand a
agree. It's
legend.
supposed to be a convenience, but I just it's not enough convenience for me.
Well,
Let's
segue.
check on out of this topic. I
Shit. Yes. Who's up? I have no idea.
think it's you.
Oh, shit. All right. Oh, God. Let's do my hate. So, I hate medieval torture. I was going to say medieval torture devices specifically. And I kind of regretted it because I'm like, I know I don't like it. And I know that just because it's popular, like medieval tortures, it's in fucking metal, album artwork and shit like that. Iron Maiden, for crying out loud, So anyways, it required me to look up this topic just for more research. And yeah, it's fucking horrible. Like the creativity into fucking doing this to other people is very, very disturbing. It's like Saw movies, but for real, like fucking years ago. And it was done to fucking blasphemers. Oh, just because you don't believe in our religion, we're allowed to do this to people. It's fucking gross. It's very odd that like some things are mainstream. Like, do you guys know what the pillory is?
No,
No.
not by name.
I believe that's where you like put in your hands and your head into that piece of wood and it cl closes down
Oh,
on
like the
you.
stockade?
Is that, I guess. I don't know. Is that the same thing?
I think
Or,
so.
okay. But like people like take pictures like it's like, how many fucking people lost their lives, went through all this horrendous pain for years and years with that. There's the this there's many the torture chair or the chair or something like that, where like you're sitting on spikes, just that alone before they do something else, like the thumb thing. Oh my God, there's so many words, so many names for all this stuff. But it's just so fucking gross. The Judas Cradle, that's where you sit on like a pyramid of sharp wood and they tie weights to your fucking ankles and arms. So you're slowly just like are pushed onto the spike that's splitting you up. It's just, there's some where they're like, oh, that's not true. Like it's a myth. Like this thing
Oh yeah,
didn't
actually,
actually.
that's what I was gonna say. Like, I always assumed a lot of them were just things that got made up, and then they were like, "Oh, look at what they used to do." Obviously, I know there was actual torture, and there still is actual torture, but
Right, right.
I thought a lot of the more creative devices were maybe never actually used.
I think Iron Maiden isn't real. I think
Okay.
that's one of the bigger things. That's where like you go into like a sarcophagus of sorts and there's spikes and they close it on you and stuff. But it's like, oh, that's not real. Okay, but there's so many other things that are real. And the Brazen Bull or the Iron Bull, I hope there's some debate. They're like, that might be faked, and I hope it is because it sounds horrendous. Whereas like there's this giant fucking hollowed out iron bowl and you're put in there and then they set it on fire underneath, so you're like getting cooked inside and your screams come out like this weird fucking sound that other people could hear, but it's not like it's more like steam coming out or like like how they say lobsters. Like, no, that's just air being released. You know what I mean?
Now
Like,
that's metal.
that is very metal. And it just like they had people in, public, a lot of public stuff. It's just truly disturbing. And of course, I don't like torture of any kind. It's just that medieval torture is more, what would you call, publicly known, or it's popular. You know, it's very fetch. All right. So what do you guys say?
Don't tempt
Okay.
me with a good time, Vince.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is, I don't know. The one thing that kind of popped into my head was like all the kind of like BDSM type of people who are into weird kinky shit like that, where they're like, yeah, strap somebody down and do that stuff. And I know that like some people are into it, and that's 100% not me. I'm just joking around. That stuff freaks me the fuck out, and I'd be like, hell no, never. Like, even like a mild type of torture like that, I think it's fucking crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I think what's really weird to me is like how I think I heard the fact that like the guillotine was last used like the same year that the first Star Wars movie came out. In like 1977, which is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's fucked
And
up.
meanwhile, didn't we in the US just test out a new type of death penalty thing? It was like nitrogen gas asphyxiation or something like that.
Uh-oh.
Like this month or like last month, like super recent. And I don't know any details, so I can't answer any follow-up questions, but it just I couldn't believe it, like in this year that like not only is the death penalty still exist, but we're like coming up with new ways to do it.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good if you're gonna do it, try and find the least bad way to do it, but it did not sound like it went well.
John, have you ever, or Dave, any of you guys ever like go to museums and see those devices there and stuff?
No. Yeah, not that I can think of.
Okay, I do have to mention this. I don't know why. It's just because to show just how, again, it's this creepy, the creativity of these things. You're just like, God damn it. Like, what would make someone come up with that? But like the rat thing where they put a rat on your chest and then they put a iron bowl or something like that, a bowl, and they light that on fire, and then the rat tries to escape it, so it just claws through your chest. It's fucking
Oh my
gross.
God. Yeah, be drawn and quartered where like something is tied to all four of your limbs and then they just rip your limbs off your body.
The rack. Or
Yeah, I
if it was
was
made today, the eye rack.
thinking
Tarred and
of
feathered.
like the crucifix where you're nailed to the cross where you got spikes in your hands. So your entire body weight is just like pulling on your hands. And then I was thinking, like, isn't there, I saw some kind of movie where they put like hooks in like somebody's like skin on their back and their entire body weight was hanging from like their That was like
skin on their
a,
back.
yeah, that was a thing that was on TV like for a while. Like you'd see where, yeah, not acrobatics, but just like they would put hooks through your back in a certain way. Like I don't, it must be more than just the skin, I would imagine, but
I
yeah, I
don't.
guess like muscle and skin. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was more like maybe a traditional or some sort of sacrifice like thing, or you know, I don't even think that was meant to kill them through the back.
No,
I mean, from what I
this was
remember.
not a torture thing. This was like,
It's like self-inflicted torture to like for like a rite of passage or something.
Yeah, or like a sacrifice to your God or something like that. Not even sacrifice. You just, I mean, because you're not taking your life, but you're, I don't know, it's like that thing where like you wrap shit on your leg, like spikes or nails, and you tighten it. But I don't even know if that's even the same era or whatever that we're talking about now. Yeah. But it's, oh God, it's so gross and disturbing. Anything else? Do we, what's the segue out of here?
I don't
No?
know. Let's
No.
put ourselves out of our misery and ourselves.
All right.
All right, let's I'll end my topics with my love, which is travel. And in a way, like, I just kind of see travel as such like a generic thing that like, oh, everyone loves to travel. That's not like a personality trait. But you know, like Vince, you actually mentioned that you have no interest in travel, so that's kind of why I want to get more into it. But you know, I'll lead off just saying what I like about it. I just love like getting to know a city. I love the feeling after you've been a place a couple days and you like know your way around, and you know, you can, you know, get back to your hotel without like mapping out every single step on your phone. I love like finding new restaurants and just eating all kinds of different foods and trying different things. And then just again, like getting to know places. So if someone's like, hey, I'm going to Chicago, I can be like, oh yeah, I know like this and this place you should check out. I'm a sucker for like monuments and tourist traps and stuff, like, you know, stuff that everybody recognizes from like TV and pictures and stuff. Like, I totally want to be there and, you know, see it for myself. And you know, it's never as good as you expect, because there's always like way too many people around. Like, you know, like Stonehenge is my example of that, where, you know, like this could be like a really like kind of eerie kind of you know, like spiritual site or whatever, but you're there with like 50 strangers who are all like, you know, walking around taking pictures of it, so you don't really get to experience it that way, which can be a bummer. But I also just like to be places that are like historic, or like, you know, like people have been visiting this thing for 2,000 years, and I think that's really cool. Like you know, like stuff in Rome, or like Machu Picchu, or that type of thing. And then we already talked about this a week or two ago, but you know, if you are going place where they speak a different language, just to try and like interact in a different language and see how far you can get doing that. I just love all that kind of stuff.
Do you have, well, first of all, you know, you mentioned Stonehenge and like 50 other people. Were some of them trying to do the Leaning Tower thing?
I did go to the Leaning Tower, actually, and everyone was doing that.
Did you?
I'll have to check. It wouldn't surprise me if I looked through my photos and saw it. One thing that's hilarious, though, is there is a video of, you know, like everyone being like this, and then some guy running up and like high-fiving everybody. Also,
awesome.
The Tower of Pisa, the lawn around it is the most like unnatural green, like vibrant lawn that I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what they're doing there.
Like, were you concerned, or?
Yeah, kind of like, ooh, like what kind of chemicals are they putting on this thing? And then there's like, you know, like families having picnics and stuff. I'm like, I'd be concerned.
Oh my gosh. I hope the food that they were eating was also lean. Oh God.
Lean cuisine.
Yeah. Dave, I imagine you travel way more than me, so you should go next.
I was thinking, I'm like, I was looking a couple days ago into how much it would cost to travel to Easter Island.
Oh man,
because
yeah.
They have those awesome stone monuments. But like in my head, I was like, would it be cool to go there or not? Like, I think it's cool in my head, but I was trying to kind of do the math in my head where I'm like, would it be like you're saying with Stonehenge, where there would just be like a bunch of people there and you would just stare at them and be like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Because like, am I really going to be able to grasp the scope of like how in the middle of nowhere, the little tiny island in the Pacific Ocean that's so far away, like, I'm going to get that, I guess, on the, if you did like a plane ride and it's just just hours and hours of ocean. But I don't like it. It's just not super expensive. So I'm like, it might be, it's kind of tempting to me to be like something to go on. Like it would cost like $4,000 or something to go there. I'm like, it might be worth it. I'm like, would, but is there anything else to do? Probably not.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I don't even actually know where it is really. Like, would it make sense to like have it as a stop on your way to Asia or something?
Like the flights I saw were like you go to like Santiago, Chile in South
Oh,
America, and
okay.
then you go, it's like a 5 or 6 hour flight west into the Pacific.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It didn't seem unbearable or like impossible to do. It's kind of interesting, but I love with travel, like a lot of the things you said, and it kind of, I was reminded of the movie Pulp Fiction when they're, you know, he's like, tell me about the hash bars, you know, and they're driving in the car. And then he's like, what do they call it? Quarter pounder with cheese in France, or Royale with cheese. And he's just like, it's the little differences. That's the best part, the little differences.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. It is just when you travel somewhere new, there's just little things that are different. And it, like, if you go to a different country, it's, you know, the way they talk, or, you know, just the way the street signs are. Or, like, I just saw, like, a car wash in Mexico, and the car wash was like $1.50. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cheap. I'm like, a car wash here, the cheapest one is like $10 or $11. Oh my God, it's, I don't know. It's, and I like the food is awesome when you travel. I like to go like to like national parks and like out in the wilderness, because there's either you'll still run into a lot of people, but you have to, if you go off on different trails and different hikes, you can kind of get away from everyone and it'll just be super peaceful where you don't hear traffic and you don't hear cars. And you're just kind of like in nature, just far away from everything. And it's especially like in the national parks that have like a lot of wildlife and animals, like Yellowstone. It's a lot of fun to kind of just be out in nature with the animals, you know. But, you know, as long as your car is within walking distance, so you know you're not stranded.
I was going to say, I would almost prefer more of a culture shock. More, you know, I would prefer if, hey, I go into Minnesota and it's crazy. But the only difference about that was that, we have liquor stores and we don't, you know, they're not open on Sundays or some shit, right? You're like, what? But that's, you run into any of that when you're, if you're from Wisconsin. But I went to Hawaii. I've been to Oregon. I've been to California, Nevada, Oklahoma. I've been everywhere, man. But I've only been to those, man. And what I gotta say is, again, there's not much of a difference where I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, Hawaii was, it felt very paradise-like in my, you know, my imagination. What would that be? But I have to mention the means of travel. You know, I get motion sickness in the car if I read something there, so I can't read. Driving through Iowa always sucks. Iowa is one of the worst places to go through, and unfortunately, when you're from Wisconsin, you want to go anywhere to the right, the left, to the west. You got to go through Iowa, you know. And it's always such a bore. The other thing is, okay. So, what do you guys prefer? Because to me, driving sucks. Being on an airplane is just very weird. I'm always kind of on edge. Train, I got to travel by train once. That was pleasant. I did enjoy my train ride, although some fucker stole my seat. Well, we stopped somewhere and it was the most awkward thing where it's like, I could confront you because you're right there, But like, I don't know. I
But
was
then
I
you're like
had
on a train with this person you confronted for however many hours.
Yes. Oh my God. But beautiful. I prefer train rides.
Yeah, train travel is by far the best. Like you just show up like minutes before it leaves, and that's fine. You can wander around, you can yeah, it's not like the seats are always bigger and more comfortable than like a plane. Yeah. I guess I don't mind flying. Like I'm kind of a average sized person, so like anyone taller than me, their knees are always hitting the seats and it's always like super uncomfortable. But for me, it's not a big deal, even if I get stuck in the middle. And then yeah, like I'm used to driving. My grandparents lived like 10 hours away when I was a kid, like on my mom's side. So a couple times a year we'd go on these like 10-hour drives each way to get to Michigan to see my grandparents. So just kind of got used to that also.
What about you, Dave?
Yeah, I don't mind airplanes. Like, I don't like it, but it's not like unbearable in any way. This the biggest obstacle for travel is just, to me, it's just the price. Everything's expensive. Like, planes are expensive, hotels, Airbnb is expensive. Traveling by car, like, it's good if you have two people and you can swap out drivers every 2 hours. That's great, but like if you're by yourself, it really sucks. I've always wanted to do a train though. A train would be really cool. I don't know. I just think of the movie Euro Trip when I think of traveling by train.
Being
And that seems like a cool time.
fondled by that Frenchman or
Yeah.
whatever
Miscusi.
the fuck.
Anytime you go into the tunnel and the lights get low.
Do you
Keep your
guys
hands to yourself.
have any new places that John, you were in Japan, right? For the summer.
Yeah, and beginning of November, actually. Yeah, loved it. And like the trains there are freaking awesome because they go like, 200 plus miles an hour.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And it's like you can't even tell. Like it's just like super smooth too. So it's like the exact opposite of here, where you like go in Google Maps and you're like, oh, well, it would be like 8 hours to drive to that city or 2 hours to take the train. How is this possible?
Oh shit. That's cool. Well, let
So,
us
Vince, if you
oh my
could
God.
like, if you could magically just teleport to places, like, would you have interest in experiencing more places, or just not, don't even care that much? Like it's just not an interest of yours.
I'm sure I'll enjoy it while I'm there. I'm, because it's kind of like redheads. You're like, wow, that's unusual. Usually my life is full of brunettes, blondes. So I'm sure I would appreciate the different culture. It just I have to go probably outside the country. I don't know. I don't know what appeals to me. What's the where's Amsterdam? We'll go there.
Netherlands.
Yes, ne nevertheless, I will
Just
go to
want
the
to go to
Netherlands.
Oktoberfest.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, that'd be cool. Although, I'm trying to change my ways, I'd rather smoke than drink. Although I am doing both. But yeah, I would
I thought
imagine
you
it
were
would
going to
have to
like
be.
bring up your other hand and take a puff out of something.
Yeah. Wish this was a one of those pens, those vape pens. All right, well, let's move on. Oh my gosh, that applies, right? Who's up?
Well, I have a topic that's far more boring, but I'm a simple man and I love me some dipping sauces. I don't know. Like, I was just having to clean out my fridge, and my fridge is just filled, like the whole door. You know, you got your ketchup, mustard, mayo, and I just have a million different dipping sauces. I got Chick-fil-A sauce, different kind. I have like the Polynesian Chick-fil-A sauce and the original Chick-fil-A sauce. I have Buffalo Wild Wings, Parmesan garlic sauce, and their buffalo sauce. I have so many different dipping sauces, and I love them all. And it's like, I remember when I was like a kid and like a teenager, when I'd go to the grocery store, if you bought like chicken nuggets or chicken tenders, there wasn't like a whole lot of dipping sauces in the grocery store. Like, you had your ketchup and mustard, and then you might have like a weird sweet and sour that tasted gross, but there was only one version of it. But like now, like, I swear the aisle is like 20 feet of different dipping sauces at the store. And there's so many different types of barbecue sauce that I've never tried before. And I'm like, oh, I gotta try this one. I gotta try this one. And it's just, there's so many to choose from. And I freaking love it because it's a never ending supply of different types of sauces for me to try on my food. And I have an air fryer, which, you know, it kind of enables that side of me. I just want to dip everything.
Dipping, this is kind of like the younger brother of my chip topic. I would almost say that this is borderline déjà vu.
Well, I didn't bring up queso or salsa.
Oh, there we go. I wanted you to, because those are some of my favorites. I have to mention tartar sauce. I don't know how you guys are into that, but I love tartar sauce. I don't have it very often just because I don't eat fish very often. And I'm sure fish sticks don't even count anymore as fish by the time they reach my mouth. But let's see here, dipping sauce. Oh, honey mustard, sweet and sour. I get that at McDonald's for their nuggets. That is very good. Usually sweet and sour over the honey mustard. Honey mustard, though, is a new love, a new thing that's come around. I really like that. And then also taco dip. Does that count as a dipping sauce or no? No.
That's more of just like a dip. Like, there's chips and dip, and then there's just dipping sauces where you're gonna dip your pizza rolls or chicken tenders or bread sticks. I don't know.
What about hot sauces? Sriracha, Cholula,
Yeah.
Frank's.
Yep. They're great on any kind of sandwiches or on eggs, on pizza.
Soy sauce, when given the proper amount. Too much soy sauce, you could ruin something. So it's gotta be like what, 2 drops? I don't know. But I tend to overdo it with soy sauce. I never remember.
Unless you're eating sushi, then can dip that right in there.
Yeah. Sushi's
Yeah.
okay. It's all right. They're all right. I don't know. I gotta try some more. It's just raw
Yeah.
fish, like they tell you. Like, oh,
No, it
thank you.
doesn't
Well,
have
not
to be. all of it. You
I
can
eat a
get
lot of
stuff that's
veggie
like
sushi.
deep fried.
Oh,
You can get
no, I
stuff
mean,
that's
like,
like deep fried crab sushi or
oh,
veggies, yeah.
see, but I'm not a big fish guy anyways, but
Sweet potato rolls, avocado rolls, broccoli tempura. Love all that stuff.
yeah, I get into it. Dipping sauce. God damn it. I'm trying to think of other ones where it's like, so
You
taco dip
pro
doesn't
or
work.
anti ranch?
Oh, I am pro ranch, pro ranch, pro life for ranch.
I like
Ranch is
ranch.
super far down my list. I don't care for it.
One problem I have, and I don't understand why, is everybody who makes a vegan ranch just goes like super fucking crazy with the dill. So, like, I think of dill as being kind of a minor ingredient, but like most of them that I've tried have just been like 80% dill and then like other seasonings, which I am not a fan of.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a very powerful seasoning. Like,
Right, exactly.
Yeah, take it easy.
Well, okay then. Well then, if so, then garden salad, the stuff you put on garden salad, that could count as a dip.
I mean, people dip pizza in it and stuff, yeah.
All right. Well then, let's talk about goddamn Big Macs. Was it Thousand Island
Secret
dressing?
sauce?
Oh, I thought it was not debunked, but like figured out where it's like, oh, it's a Thousand Island
No,
dressing
it's
or
not
some
Thousand
shit.
Island because they don't put pickles in it. It's just ketchup
Oh.
and mayo mixed.
Oh shit. Okay. Ooh, that's another one. What do you guys think about mayo?
I'm
I
a
love
pro.
mayo. All right.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
But what about Cool Whip? Oh, I got you on the ropes.
Dip your cookie in that.
Ew. Yeah?
Are you talking about Miracle Whip or Cool Whip?
Yeah.
Oh, did I say? What did I
You
say?
said Cool Whip.
I thought we, yeah, this is a new thing. Like, dude, cookies and Cool Whip. I went, God damn it. Fucking, what is it called?
Wait, so you
Miracle
meant
Whip.
Miracle Whip?
I meant
Okay.
Miracle Whip. Yeah. Oh,
Oh,
although
yeah.
Cool Whip's good, though. Yeah.
At work, we've definitely had discussions like if you could only have one sauce in your life, what would it be? And I've made a lot of suggestions on sauces that I like a lot, but I never came up with, what's the one?
Boy, I would imagine ketchup could is I mean ketchup is like what the most popular dressing dip or whatever, right? Because it's like loaded with sugar and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would imagine it's the most popular.
Okay, well then, what sauce then, John?
I don't know, man. Like I said, I never came up with a definitive answer.
Do you have a
We
few?
didn't talk about tahini. I love tahini.
That
It's basically like the peanut butter of sesame seeds. So just like ground up sesame seeds, but it's kind of a liquidy sauce kind of thing. They
wow.
use it a lot on like Middle Eastern food, like falafel and stuff.
Oh shit. Oh, I might have had
And
it then.
yeah, probably.
Oh, sweet.
You mentioned honey mustard, but yeah, like mustard is another big category that we didn't get into too much.
Spicy mustard has really kind of emerged in my life. I like that too.
Yeah, I love spicy mustard on sandwiches is great.
You got your like marinaras.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. I
Yeah,
love that.
breadsticks and marinara.
Topper sticks, marinara.
Yeah.
Might do
It's
that.
weird because I love so many different dipping sauces, but if I had to pick just one, I would probably pick ketchup because I feel like it's the most versatile. But ketchup is definitely not the best.
Yeah,
It's
I don't
like super
know.
versatile, but it's not like it doesn't taste great. It's just like, well, I could use it on a lot of different things.
I'd almost go barbecue sauce over ketchup
Ooh.
if I had my one.
Famous Dave provides so many good sauces. I do like their sauces.
Yeah, I agree.
So thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thank you,
You're
Dave.
welcome. I do my best.
Devil spit. Okay, I think that's one of
Yes. Oh man. Well, hey, I'm proud of what we've done here, but now it's time to let's dip out, huh, of the show.
them.
And for
I
you
dip, you dip,
listeners,
we dip.
for you listeners, like, subscribe, comment. This was a Few Goldilocks Bears podcast with Vincent Cloud.
John Emmett's
David Lauer.